Have you ever wondered what really goes bump in the night on Hollywood's most infamous film set? Well, buckle up, because we're about to take a spine-chilling journey into the world of haunted movie sets that'll make you question everything you thought you knew about movie magic. From the bone-chilling occurrences on The Conjuring set to the infamous Rebel Without a Cause curse, we're pulling back the curtain on the paranormal activity that's given even the toughest actors and crew members real-life scares. So grab your popcorn and maybe a protective charm or two, because in this episode, we're diving into the supernatural secrets that lurk behind the camera. Happiest day, beautiful soul. Welcome back to The Media Matters, the podcast where we're all mini mystics learning about the paranormal, the supernatural, and all the things together. And everyone is living their best movie star life. I'm your host, Chantel, and today is Friday the 13th. Yes, I am obsessed with all the haunts and the superstitions surrounding this day. Friday the 13th has always made me want to order pizza, watch scary movies, and tell spooky tales. So, in honor of my favorite kind of Friday, we're pulling back the curtain on the paranormal activity lurking behind your favorite movies and diving into the world of haunted film sets that'll make you question whether the real ghosts were the ones in front of the camera or behind it. So grab your EMF readers and night vision goggles and let's explore some movie sets, shall we? Let's start our investigation by exploring the chilling reports of real-life hauntings on the set of The Conjuring. Now, we all know The Conjuring as a terrifying tale based on the real-life case files of paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren. But what many don't realize is that the supernatural seemingly refused to stay confined to the script. The cast and crew experienced a series of unexplained events that left even the most skeptical among them questioning reality. Let's start with Vera Farmiga, who portrayed Lorraine Warren in the film. So one day during filming, Vera opened her computer to find three distinct claw marks scratched across her screen. Later during production, Vera noticed three similar claw-like marks right on her thigh. Coincidence? Or was something sinister trying to leave its mark? But Vera wasn't the only one experiencing strange phenomenon. Joey King, who played Christine Perrin, also reported finding inexplicable bruises on her body. Now, bruises on a film set aren't really uncommon because action scenes can get pretty intense. But Joey insisted that these bruises were not from any stunts or accidents. They just appeared as if by some unseen force. Some cast members reported waking up at 3:07 a.m., mirroring events in the film where clocks would stop at that time. The creepy occurrences weren't limited to the actors either. Director James Wan had his own brush with the unexplained. He reported his dog would growl at empty corners of his house while he was working on the film. Cast and crew reported feeling an overall sense of unease and strange energy while filming, particularly in certain areas of the set, like the artifacts room. But perhaps the most chilling incident happened when the real-life Perrin family visited the set. As Carolyn Perrin, the matriarch of the family whose experiences inspired the film, stepped onto the recreated set of her former home, a strong gust of wind suddenly whipped around her, toppling cameras and lights, even though the weather was very calm that day. And here's the kicker. This gust only affected Carolyn Perrin. The rest of the cast and crew stood by in eerie stillness, watching as this inexplicable wind seemed to single out the woman who had lived through the actual haunting. Chills me to the bone. Let's stay in the Conjuring universe and visit the set of Annabelle for even more spooky tales. Now, we all know Annabelle as the creepy porcelain doll that's become a horror icon. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the set of this film was allegedly just as haunted as the story it was telling. Let's start with the man behind the camera, director John R. Leonetti. Now, Leonetti is no stranger to the paranormal, having worked on The Conjuring before this film. But even he was caught off guard by what happened on the Annabelle set. Now picture this. It's a quiet day of pre-production, and Leonetti walks into the apartment where they're going to be filming. And what does he see? Three distinct finger marks that were drawn through the dust on a window. So why was this so eerie to Leonetti? Well, because the demon in the movie has three fingers and three talons. Coincidence? Maybe. Creepy as hell? Absolutely. But wait, because it gets better. Or worse, depending on how you look at it. So during the first day of shooting with the demon, something truly chilling happened. The actor playing the demon had just finished a scene and was walking down the hallway. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a massive glass light fixture comes crashing down, hitting the actor playing the janitor right on the head. Now, here's where it gets freaky. In the script, that exact hallway is where the demon ends up killing the janitor. Talk about life imitating art, right? But the weirdness didn't stop there. Throughout the production, cast and crew reported all sorts of strange occurrences. Chairs moving on their own, unexplained noises echoing through the set, and even plates flying off of racks. It's like the whole place was alive with some unseen mischievous force. Was the real Annabelle to blame for all this paranormal activity? Well, fortunately, the real Annabelle doll, who inspired this whole franchise, is kept locked up in Ed and Lorraine Warren's occult museum. But could some of that malevolent energy have attached itself to the movie? We may never know. Switching sets, let's unravel the terrifying tales from the 2005 remake of The Amityville Horror. Now, we all know The Amityville Horror as the quintessential haunted house story, if you will. But what a lot of people don't realize is that the set of this 2005 remake was allegedly just as haunted as the story it was telling. Let's start with our leading man, Ryan Reynolds. Now, Ryan is known for his wit and charm, but even he couldn't shake off the creepy vibes from this set. In an interview, he revealed that every single night during filming, he would wake up at exactly 3:15 a.m. Now, my horror buffs will recognize that time because it's the same time that the DeFeo murders, which inspired the original Amityville story, supposedly took place. Coincidence? I think not. But wait, because it gets creepier. Ryan wasn't the only one experiencing this supernatural alarm clock. A lot of crew members reported the same exact thing, waking up at 3:15 a.m. night after night. It's like the entire production was tuned into some kind of ghostly frequency. Ryan reportedly started feeling a little unhinged while playing George Lutz, a character who loses his mind in the film. The intensity of the role seems to have affected him psychologically. And during one scene, Ryan got so wrapped up in his character that he unintentionally slapped one of his younger co-stars, Jesse James, even though it wasn't in the script. Ryan said he found this incident definitely disturbing. Now, let's talk about Melissa George, who played Kathy Lutz in the film. Melissa had her own brush with the unexplained when she reported feeling an ice-cold patch of air that would follow her around the set. This wasn't just a drafty studio. This cold spot moved with her like some unseen presence was constantly at her side. But perhaps the most chilling incident happened during a day of filming at the boathouse. Now picture this. The crew is setting up for a scene, the cameras are rolling, and suddenly the police show up. Why, you ask? Because they had just found a dead body floating in the water nearby. What the actual heck? Our Hollywood tour continues with The Innkeepers. So The Innkeepers isn't just your run-of-the-mill haunted hotel movie. What makes this film truly unique is that it was shot on location at the actual Yankee Peddler Inn in Torrington, Connecticut, a place with its own reputation for supernatural activity. Let's start with the mastermind behind the film, director Ty West. Now, West isn't just some Hollywood hotshot looking to cash in on a spooky story. Not even a little. West had his own paranormal experiences at the Yankee Peddler while filming an earlier movie, The House of the Devil. These experiences were so intense that they inspired him to write The Innkeepers. During the filming of The House of the Devil, West and his crew reported all sorts of strange occurrences, from unexplained noises to vivid, unsettling dreams. Some even claim they felt an unseen presence climb into bed with them. But the weirdness didn't stop there. When West returned to the Yankee Peddler to film The Innkeepers, the paranormal activity kicked into high gear. The cast and crew experienced a whole host of unexplained phenomenon that would make even the most hardened skeptic question their beliefs. One of the most chilling incidents involved the hotel's technology. Phones would ring in the middle of the night, and when answered, no one would be on the other end. The lights would flicker on and off without anyone touching the switches, doors would slam shut or swing open on their own, and TVs would turn on and off by themselves. Actress Sarah Paxton was convinced that there was someone in the room with her on more than one occasion. Director Ty West noted he had the same exact vivid dreams during both of his stays at the Yankee Peddler Inn, the first time when he was filming The House of the Devil, and again during the filming of The Innkeepers. But perhaps the most unsettling experiences were the ones that mirrored the film's plot. In The Innkeepers, The characters are amateur ghost hunters trying to capture evidence of the hotel's haunted history. Well, life decided to imitate art in the creepiest way possible because cast and crew members reported seeing shadowy figures in hallways and feeling cold spots in rooms, exactly the kind of phenomena their characters were looking for in the movie. Would you be able to make it to the end of filming with all of that going on? That is a hard pass for me. Next on our tour, we have the chilling tales from the set of the 1955 classic, Rebel Without a Cause. Now, Rebel Without a Cause isn't just your average coming-of-age drama. This film has become a cultural touchstone, immortalizing James Dean as the quintessential troubled teen. But what a lot of people don't know is that the set of this iconic movie was allegedly as rebellious as its characters, with unexplained phenomena that would make even the toughest greaser's hair stand on end. Let's start with the film's ill-fated star, James Dean. So we all know the tragic story. James Dean died in a car crash just a month before the film's release, cementing his status as a cultural icon frozen in time. But here's where it gets a little spooky. During filming, James reportedly told co-star Sal Mineo that he had a premonition about dying young in a car accident. But the eerie occurrences didn't stop with Dean's premonition. The cast and crew reported all sorts of strange happenings on set. Lights would flicker inexplicably, props would mysteriously move between takes, and some crew members even claimed to hear disembodied whispers when filming late at night. One of the most chilling incidents involved the famous Griffith Observatory scenes. During filming, several crew members reported seeing a shadowy figure lurking in the background. When they reviewed the footage, the figures were gone. Now, let's talk about the curse that seems to have followed the main cast. We've already mentioned James Dean's untimely death, but he wasn't the only star of Rebel Without a Cause to meet a tragic end. Natalie Wood, who played Judy, drowned under mysterious circumstances at the age of 43, and Sal Mineo, who portrayed Plato, was stabbed to death at the age of 37. But perhaps the most unsettling aspect of the Rebel Without a Cause hauntings is how they've persisted long after the film wrapped. People visiting the locations where the film was shot have reported strange occurrences. At the Griffith Observatory, visitors have claimed to see the ghostly figure of James Dean still clad in his iconic red jacket and jeans. Some even say they've heard the revving of a spectral Porsche 550 Spyder, the same model Dean was driving when he had his fatal crash. Last on our tour, the tragic and mysterious events surrounding Twilight Zone the movie. So Twilight Zone the movie isn't just your average anthology horror flick. This film is infamous not just for its spooky stories, but for the real-life tragedy that occurred during its production. So let's set the scene. It's July 23rd, 1982, and director John Landis is filming a scene that involves actor Vic Morrow and two child actors, Micah Din Lee and Renee Xinyi Chen, fleeing from a helicopter during the Vietnam War. In a horrific turn of events, the helicopter lost control and crashed, killing all three actors instantly. The helicopter crash was reportedly caused by a pyrotechnic effect gone wrong when a fireball from an explosion hit the helicopter, causing it to lose control and crash. It was a tragedy that sent shockwaves through the entire film industry. But here's where it gets really eerie. Some of the crew members actually reported strange occurrences on set, both before and after the accident. One grip claimed to have seen a shadowy figure lurking near the helicopter just moments before the crash. Others have reported hearing unexplained whispers and feeling sudden cold spots on set, even on the hottest California days. And some even swore they could hear the faint sound of helicopter blades when there were no aircraft in the vicinity. But the paranormal activity didn't stop after the accident. During the subsequent investigation and court proceedings, several witnesses reported seeing apparitions of Morrow and the two children on set. One security guard quit his job after claiming to have seen three ghostly figures walking hand in hand through the wreckage of the crash site. So one theory about these sightings is that the intense emotions and tragic circumstances of the accident left an imprint on the location, creating what paranormal investigators call a residual haunting. It's as if the energy of that fateful night is playing on an endless loop. All right, my lovely movie lovers, we've reached the end of our spine-tingling journey through some of Hollywood's most haunted film sets. From the eerie occurrences on The Conjuring to the unexplained phenomenon during Annabelle, we've uncovered some truly chilling tales that blur the line between movie magic and real-life hauntings. But before we wrap up, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned. These stories of ghostly encounters, cursed props, and unexplained incidents remind us that sometimes Truth can be stranger than fiction, even in Tinseltown. The next time you're watching a movie, pay close attention to the behind-the-scenes featurette. Who knows, you might just catch a glimpse of something otherworldly. Before we sign off, I want to remind you that the Harvest Full Moon in Pisces is coming up on the 17th, with Mabin or the Fall Equinox falling close behind on the 22nd of September. Make sure you follow the show on Instagram at The Media Matters, where we'll share Harvest Moon and Fall Equinox deets to make these times more magical for you, my love. If you enjoyed this episode, and I really hope that you did, please follow for more and share it with the ones you like and love, because sharing is caring. Send us your spooky stories and questions on Instagram, Facebook, or via email at hello@themediamatters.com. Head over to themediamatters.com/newsletter to join our free newsletter, where we talk about upcoming moon cycles, rituals for the seasons, everyday magic, and so much more. Until next time, this is Chantel with The Media Matters, reminding you to be the magic. See you next time.